The Standard Oil Company of California welcomes you to the 14th program of the 22nd Annual Standard School Broadcast Course in Music Enjoyment, presented and transcribed especially for you, our listening audience in the classrooms and homes throughout the Pacific West. Today, to tell you about our neighbor nations of the Western Hemisphere, we're going to use music and story of Canada, Central and South America, and the West Indies. From Canada, At St. Malo by Macmillan, and the folk song At Pierrot's Door. From Central America, Cuando el Indio Llora by Hurtado, Barreño by the Hurtado Brothers, Samba by Mendez, and two folk tunes, La Virgen de la Macarena and Jesucita en Chihuahua. From the West Indies, Danza Lucumi by Lecuona. From South America, a Brazilian dance by Villalobos. You will also hear Gypsy Airs by Sarasate, and now, La Comparsa by Lecuona. You are hearing is an excerpt from Lecuona's La Comparsa, the carnival music from Cuba. Today you will hear other selections descriptive of our neighbor nations as Jack of All Tunes and I, Matt the Mapmaker, tell you about the music, customs, legends, and people who live beyond our borders to the north and south. And today we have two guests who will entertain you. The first one, Rafael Mendez, a native of Mexico City, who is well known in the music world for his trumpet playing. Our second guest is Celso Hurtado, marimba virtuoso from Guatemala. And now, here is our friend Jack of All Tunes, who will set the mood for our program by singing a folk song from Canada. This is At Pierrot's Door.
With the pale moon shimmer, little friend Pierrot, shines thy candle's glimmer on the fallen snow. Lend a pen, I pray thee, but a word to write. One farewell to say thee, ere I go tonight. My lantern flicker, now the light is out. Now the snow falls thicker, round and round about. Gusts go helter-skelter, lo, the night is old. Ope and give me shelter, ere I die of cold.
That was a beautiful French-Canadian folk song, Jack.
Don't you think it would be a good idea to take our audience on a musical cook's tour of our neighbor nation? Then we could visit all the countries and maybe meet some of the people who live there.
Fine idea. Where shall we start?
Well, let's go to a travel agency and get a few pointers. Hey, here's a likely-looking spot. Visit the beautiful scenic Canadian Rockies.
Plan your vacation around the Mexican fiestas. Tourist rates, itineraries planned, information.
That's for us, Matt. Information. Come on, let's go in.
Good morning, gentlemen. May I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Jack of All Tunes, and this is my friend, Map the Mapmaker. If you're not too busy, we'd like some information.
Of course. I'm Mr. Davis. What sort of information do you wish?
Well, Mr. Davis, we would like to tour all the neighboring nations of our United States, but we haven't much time.
I see. Well, suppose we start with Canada. Now, there is a beautiful country. Let's see now. Pencil, paper, and a map. I've got one someplace.
I've got a map right here, Mr. Davis. Use it.
Say, this is a beauty. A standard school broadcast music map of America. Well, fine. We'll just spread it out here on the desk so we can see. And now, Canada... Oh, yes, here. Now, suppose we start here with Quebec.
Fine.
I've heard that the very best versions of the old French folk songs are to be found in Quebec.
Yes, like Sir Ernest Macmillan's two sketches on French Canadian airs. One is called At St. Malo.
After you visited Quebec, you might follow the waterways to Louisiana, as Evangeline did. Then you could very easily cross the Gulf and visit Mexico in Central America. Perhaps we'll locate a fiesta.
Or a bullfight.
Did I hear say a bullfight? Who is going to the bullfight?
Why, we were just talking about Mexico.
Oh, yes, Mexico. I will go alone. I am Rafael Mendez, and my country is Mexico. Make room for me.
You are Mendez, the trumpet player?
Yes, I am he.
Well, I'm glad to know you. I'm Jack of All Tunes. This is Matt the Mapmaker, and this is Mr. Davis, the travel expert.
Glad to know you.
Now, about the bullfight, let me tell you. Before each fight, the maidens prayed that their brave lovers be spared from the bulls. Each time the prayer is the same. It is to La Virgen de la Macarena. But the spectators at the fight makes so much noise that the Virgin cannot hear the prayer. So, for many centuries, we in Mexico have played the prayer on the trumpet so the Virgin may hear it. If you visit Mexico City and watch a bullfight, you will hear the prayer to La Virgen de la Macarena played like this in the trumpet just before the animals and the colorful matadores enter the arena.
Thank you.
But we must continue, gentlemen.
I am waiting for my friend. I wish he would hurry.
Who is your friend?
Señor Hurtado. Celso Hurtado. He is from my neighbor country, Guatemala. And he plays marimba. Just as the trumpet is one of the most popular instruments in Mexico, so the marimba is most popular in Guatemala.
Here comes someone now. Is this Mr. Hurtado?
Hurtado. Celso Hurtado. Come in, come in. We have new friends, Jack and Matt, also Mr. Davis. I am telling them now about you and Guatemala, land of the marimba.
Oh, hello, Mendez. I'm sorry I'm late. Hello, everyone.
Hello,
Mr. Hurtado. Hello. Hello. Well, the word Guatemala means land of trees, doesn't it, Mr. Hurtado?
Yes, it does.
And the word marimba means sounds of the sea. The marimba is a very beautiful instrument. It consists of a series of bars made of sonorous wood with gourds of different sizes suspended underneath for resonance.
The marimba was developed from an instrument that was brought to Central America by the African Negroes. That instrument was just four pieces of wood, which the Negroes play with little wooden hammers. Right, Celso?
That's right. The instrument was called the balafó. Would you like to hear how the marimba sounds now, actually?
Yes, by all means.
All right, and then I will play for you my own, Cuando el Indio Llora.
Well, that means when the little Indian cries, doesn't it?
Yes, I play it on the marimba. And the last part, my brother J.B. and myself will play for you, Barreño, written by the Hurtado brothers. Thank you.
let us play together something for marimba and trumpet, like Jesucita in Chihuahua.
You'll have to cross over Central America to the islands in the Caribbean Sea if you intend to learn about the music of the West Indies, and if you intend to continue your trip. There is a lot of territory to cover, you know.
Well, maybe we should listen to an excerpt from Albert Sendri's symphony. Sendri intended his music to encompass the whole Western Hemisphere and calls it Inter-American Symphony.
Inter-American tour, let's make our first stop Cuba, Pearl of the Antilles.
Yes, that's a fine idea, especially since Cuba's music has invaded all lands. It has two strong influences, Spanish and Negro. A good example is this Danza Lucumí from Danzas Afro-Cubanas by the Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona.
Thank you.
Now, let's see. You'll want to travel down to South America and see Brazil. It occupies nearly one half the area of South America.
What about the music of Brazil?
Well, Heitor Villa-Lobos is the foremost composer, and he has done much to bring Brazil's folk music to the attention of the world.
Yes, indeed. His Dance of the Indians of Brazil, from the Dances Africanas, is a wonderful example of the music of Brazil.
Gentlemen, that's quite a trip. All the way from Canada and the songs of the voyagers to Brazil and the music of Villa-Lobos.
Well, you can't leave us just stranded down here in Brazil. How do we get home?
Why not back through the interior of South America and visit the Indians and their villages, see their dances and religious festivals. Then back through Central America, where you can again visit Celso Hurtado's native Guatemala, and hear his own brilliant marimba playing of Sarasate's Gypsy Airs. Cross the border and you're in Mexico.
And before you go back across your own border, be sure to listen for our beautiful folk songs. Everybody in all of Mexico knows them. Everybody sings them, except me. I play them on the trumpet.
But how about playing something for us now?
I will play my own composition, the samba for the trumpet. Thank you.
Jack and Matt, Mr. Davis, the tourist agent, and our other two guests, Celso Hurtado and Rafael Mendez. We hope that you all enjoyed the music and that you'll be listening next week when we present outdoor harmonies of field and forest and the music that suggests nature's harmonies. The Standard School broadcast is presented and transcribed in San Francisco by the Standard Oil Company of California. Carmen Dragon conducts our orchestra. And today, the featured guests were Rafael Mendez and Celso Hurtado. Clancy Hayes is Jack of All Tunes, and Jack Cahill plays Matt the Mapmaker. This is John Grover speaking.